Welcome to another new episode of the Declutter Me podcast. I am Shalina, and today we have the lovely Charlotte Hepworth from Bespoke Home Moves, who founded this a few years ago, as my guest to talk about organizing and helping people when they move into their homes, because it's something she does a lot and I'm doing it quite a bit more. So I thought it'd be great to bounce ideas and talk about it together today. Charlotte works mostly in the UK, but also outside the country as well sometimes. And she's been helping people to unpack and pack their goods. And yeah, so welcome, Charlotte. Lovely to see
Hi,
you.
Thank you so much for having me. It's great to chat to you.
Oh, it's lovely. I mean, we've been friends on Instagram for a while now. Like, we've been chatting away for a long time. So yeah, so it's another lovely way of meeting friends on Instagram, isn't it? So yeah, it's been great, and I love your pictures. I love all your nice homes.
Thank you. They are all very carefully curated, the pictures. It takes a long while.
Shh, don't say that. The homes are dealt with. Yeah, love you. So what made you? Let's start from the beginning, right? What did you do before you became an organizer?
My previous lifetime in work was managing a business that did kitchen extraction cleaning. So far removed from what I do, dealing with the muck and grime of kitchen grease.
Nice.
But I loved that, actually. And one of the things that I've used as a skill set from there to here is the organization of it all, because we used to have teams based all over the country, and they would go to all the restaurants that we looked after and clean them overnight. So the logistics of planning all of that, and the vehicles and the stock and everything else, kind of gave me a good grounding for being really organized and making sure everybody had what they needed and being in the right place at the right time with the right paperwork, etc. So it kind of laid the foundations, I think, for a little bit further on in my career, where I now obviously use that all the time.
Right. Okay.
It was quite a stressful job, because it was during nights. And then when I had a family, obviously that just wasn't conducive with having a young family. So I took some time out to be a parent for a while, and then that didn't last long, because I just thought, I'm not a coffee morning mum. No disrespect to anybody who is, but like, I really enjoy work. I love that sense of self-satisfaction and the achievement of it. And it kind of gave me more of an identity than just being, you know, the parent to my children and the wife to my husband. So.
Right. Yeah,
something for me to kind of work and get a reward from, I suppose.
Awesome. And so then what made you think, oh, let's be an organizer and start organizing homes?
My OCD, probably. Really liking to have everything in its place. And I think, you know, having a young family, everything almost has to run a little bit like military precision, because both my children have really heavy sports schedules. And so if I don't have all the bags packed with the things at the right place and they are in A and B at the right time, then everything goes to pot. So making sure that all of that is done is kind of critical. But that, I actually really find that thrilling. That sounds really odd to anybody who doesn't like organizing, but I know you'll get me. It's the little things, isn't it?
I know.
Just making sure that when you get to the other end, everything is in its place. And, you know, a little bit, I think, is bred from laziness, in that I don't want to be hunting around for 25 minutes to find the one thing I'm looking for. I want to know. I put it in X and it's still in X and I'm going to go and get it. And it's made it, you know, much more efficient for me at home. But equally, going on to answer your question, that I actually love putting those things in place for other people.
Right, yeah.
I think it just came from having a friend who moved a lot. We decided that we would kind of work on a project together. And I thought, you know, this is something that people could really do with, because moving is generally something that we all take on when there's about 5 million other things going on in your life, having a baby, or, you know, obviously getting divorced, bereavement, all those super stressful things.
Yeah.
But moving is often just the straw that breaks the camel's back. And, you know, lots of people don't like to ask for help from friends and family, because, you know, everyone moves and they're like, well, you know, we all move. Can't you just get on with it? It's only packing boxes. But it's so much more than that. And often people really underestimate the emotional weight that comes with a house move.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah. I think just the helping people, you know, supporting them, because it's only a finite amount of time, just knowing that they've got that extra support, the extra pair of hands, and a little bit of a nurture to say, do you know what, we've got this together. Because even if I didn't have it, they think I have it, so they feel more comfortable.
Yeah, exactly.
I generally do have it, to be fair. I do have it in hand, but it's the psychology of knowing someone is sharing the weight of that burden with you, isn't it?
Yeah, true. And do you, like, I remember at home, because I've been out of the country for a long time, but you know, we had to pack ourselves and there was just somebody came and picked up everything. We put everything in boxes. Is it still the same? Like, do you do the packing or?
There is absolutely a variation of what you can choose. Right, so predominantly, I would say our clients would pay for a packing service.
Right. Okay.
And that's not something that we do, but we will oversee that process.
Right. Yeah.
So the kind of ideal situation for any of the clients that I like to work with is that they would employ me as far in advance as possible, because as you all know, it's all about the planning, because if you've got all the planning correct, then the unpacking and putting away is like a breeze. I would try and then work with companies that I know are going to provide the sort of service that they would need and, you know, look after the things really well. And I think going with a really reputable removal company that's got, you know, good references, etc., it's not always the cheapest, but actually you absolutely pay for what you get with removal companies.
Exactly.
And if you're going to pay nuts, you often get monkeys. So
it's so true.
And it, you know, that you can almost tell the minute that they've pulled up, if I've not been fortunate enough to be involved in the quote process, that what sort of day you're going to have, are going to be eye rolls and, you know, all that sort of stuff. And it just makes for a not pleasant experience. So I always try and guide people to use reputable businesses, and therefore they would generally pack. I think that much makes it much easier the other end, because packing your own things can be a really long task. You know, if you're doing it around your normal day-to-day life, whereas they just come in, you know, a sort of four-bedroomed house is packed and loaded in 2 days.
Exactly. And that's the thing. And even here, I mean, like, just in Dubai there's about 300 movers, and these guys, it's different levels, as you said. Like, there's the ones that are amazing and have all the bright packaging and do everything properly, especially for artwork. They'll have proper boxes.
Exactly.
And then there'll be the ones that bring material, like old clothes, and wrap stuff with old clothes. And you're like, what are you doing? And then there's no tape, there's no nothing, and then things are broken. And it's the same. They'll complain about it afterwards. I'm like, well, I did say we should use a good company, pay a little bit more, but it's worth it. But yeah, there's so much choice here that, you know, people, they just want to save money in different ways, and it just doesn't make sense, as you
say. I think it provides you a sense of security, and inevitably the companies that we end up using that are lesser money, you have breakages or damage, and you know, that's really what you're trying to avoid. And yes, you can claim on insurance, but do you really want the hassle of it? And some things are irreplaceable, aren't they?
Exactly.
You know, we've had, you know, children's pottery that they've made for Mother's Day or whatever. You can't replace things like that. So I just think, you know, you are moving your entire life's possessions. They are your most precious treasures. So you have to almost kind of bite the bullet, I think, and make sure they're looked after properly.
Yeah, and for sure. And then for once that's done and then they move to the house, do you do the unpacking and putting everything away, or how does it work with you? Because for me, I have to unpack everything, and it's, which is...
Again, that's mixed, because depending on the volume, of course. I mean, I have a team of ladies that work with me, and that can be up to 10 strong if we needed it, depending on the time parameters that we have. But often, of course, it is cheaper labor to have a removal company just come once they've unloaded. They could have a couple of guys, even if they just unpacked all the kitchen stuff and take away wardrobe cartons and things, because the worst thing is to have all of that unpacked and just have cartons everywhere with crush boxes and paper and all the rest of it. So we want to try and minimize that. And in an ideal scenario, we would have tried to organize for the client to go away for a couple of days. So we try and put them in a hotel or a holiday, and then we just have the kind of freedom to unpack everything. I would have discussed with a client in advance where they want all their furniture setting, you know, how they like their wardrobes done, because we would have spent all that time together up front. And it just then means that when they come back, you know, the kids' toys are on the bed, there's a bit of food in the fridge, there's some champagne there, their beds are made, and they just don't have to stress and worry about that. They can literally have a turnkey experience, you know, open the door and get on with their life.
Oh, wow. So you give them champagne and do the beds as well.
We do. But that that's the point, is it's you're paying for those things that you don't want to do, because we've all moved and had a curry at the end of the night on an upturned cardboard box because that's all we have the energy for. But I want them to come in and just think, oh my God, this is amazing, and then get up the next morning, be able to go to the cupboard, grab a cereal bowl for the kids, know where the cereal is. Be able to wash up, because everything is put away. And you know, we think really strategically about how they want their kitchen laid out. You know, if the lady of the house likes to bake a lot, we'd make sure that she has like a baking station close to where, you know, she would work more in the kitchen. And it's the little thoughts that, I suppose, you know, if it was just the removal company unpacking, they wouldn't think about that. They'd unpack the services, they'd take the boxes away, and they'd leave you to it. Which is not a nice situation to find yourself in, because then you're, you know, trying to put all these things away, you just shove them in cupboards.
And then you
left them in that place for however long, ever, as long as you move to the next house.
Yes, the champagne, because I don't give champagne to anybody. Oh, we can't hear. Yeah, I could give champagne to a few clients, but yeah, we don't generally give champagne.
Well, I mean, to be fair, it's not always champagne. It, depending on the client, I mean, we often have clients that don't drink. It can be a box of baked goods or just something to welcome them into their home so they have a little treat. And actually, one of the things I really like to do is support local businesses within my hometown. So often it will be somebody who, you know, like a local candle maker or a local lady who does bakery or, you know, whatever, because it's just nice to support the smaller businesses, particularly in a time like we're at the minute.
It's very true. And like, do you cover all around the country, or are you just in, I didn't even ask you what area you're in, like you're based.
So I'm based in Oxfordshire, which is in the south of England, about 40 minutes outside London. Predominantly, I work in London and the Cotswolds.
Oh, nice.
I will literally travel. I mean, they are two of my favourite spots in the country. But we will work with, you know, with whoever and wherever. So when we have had to work with sports personalities or whatever, we would go further up north, because the actual move week is generally only a week. I would just stay up there in accommodation so that I'm closer and I can do the early mornings and late nights and just get it wrapped up quickly. And then the girls, whoever's working with me, would come and stay as well.
So you bring them from where, you know, with you up to wherever you're going then as well?
Yeah, there's been a couple of times. Well, much like I've kind of met yourself and we are both members of the APTO. Then I've also used some other ladies who are professional organizers in other places in the country, and they've come and worked with me as part of my team, because you know, there's so many members that actually it's a really good way to do that and reciprocate, you know, business and share. So
because you deal with sports personalities, so they must have gorgeous houses. Which is the most fabulous? You don't have to name them, but
actually, it wasn't a sports personality's house that I worked in that was the most fabulous. I mean, they are obviously all very impressive, particularly because they tend to have, you know, really good sports facilities, swimming pools, you know, amazing AV systems, which I am a little bit of a, I do like that sort of stuff, like a really nice cinema room. But actually, the nicest home that I've really enjoyed working with was was in Maida Vale. It was just like a quintessentially London sort of British townhouse, but just gorgeous, really symmetrical. I just love all those proportions, high ceilings, just gorgeous garden behind a big gate. And I just thought, gosh, you would never know you were in London, but just beautifully thought out. And the interior designer who had actually built the house had just thought through everything, and it was just all the little details, and it was just beautiful. I would have lived there in a nanosecond. But my lovely client wouldn't have given me the house.
But that's the thing, like, there's so many beautiful houses in London. Like, you're in Marylebone as well, and I used to like walking down those streets and those little alleys, and there's beautiful houses behind there that you don't know about.
That's part of the joy, actually, of working anywhere, because you can have that, you know, when you go out at lunch. I love having a little mooch around the mews houses, and then, you know, around the squares and things, and also in the Cotswolds, because, I mean, there's not really a location in the Cotswolds that you can't pull over and take a really gorgeous picture, because of the Cotswold stone and the green, and there's generally a sheep somewhere, and, you know, it's just all just so picturesque. I love it.
Oh, you should take more pictures of that and put it on your Instagram. Say, so move there, I'll help you move.
I try, but you know, I've always forgotten by the time I've got there. I thought I should have pulled over, but you know, it's a work in itself, isn't it?
It is. And then always, like, my mind is always based on the work, so it's very rare that I'll take a picture of, say, the Burj Khalifa in front of me or something, because I'm so gross with, I have to do some work now, you know. But yeah.
I think there's also an element of the fact, I don't know about you, I know you put some stuff on your Instagram, sort of before and afters, and it's all very impersonal.
Yeah.
You wouldn't be able to tell whose things are, whose things are in the photos. And that's the same for me. I'm just very cautious. And unless a client has given me permission, I would never put anything on any of my socials, because part and parcel of working with me, particularly for anybody who is in the public eye, is they get that anonymity. So when I get quotes for them, they're giving the quotes to me. So whoever's quoting has got no idea who it is. And I kind of find that half the challenge is I'm getting them a really good deal because they don't know who it is. Whereas if they knew who it is, I know they'd be paying more because they'd be thinking, right, a couple of zeros on the end of there, which I hate. So, yeah, I don't put an awful lot of that sort of thing on my social media, because I think you just have to, the reason people come and work with me is because I am really private about what I do. And I would never compromise that, because I'd not have any work.
And it's the same. I mean, even for me, I mean, you know, sometimes we have royal families and stuff, and it's the same that you can't show anything. And sometimes I don't know. And then they'll send me the pin to their location, and then I'll ask, do you want me to give you a car number, because I have to give it for security and stuff like that? So it's a whole different world that we live in, isn't it, when we're dealing with this kind of clients that and they get,
you know, sometimes a little, sorry to interrupt you, sometimes a little sad that you have to behave like that, you know, because they're just people at the end of the day, aren't they, who want to have a good service, want to pay the same as everybody else, want you to do the best for them, you know, which is it's something I really pride myself in. I really like to just treat them like normal people and not, you know, tiptoe around them or be weird, or because I think sometimes you can get a little starstruck with people. I mean, luckily I'm not into sports, so to be fair, most of the people that I work with, I don't actually know who they are until someone will tell me. And after Google, I'm like, oh, okay, now I get it.
I mean, I don't think I've had few celebrities, but not much. But yeah, I don't know usually. And then, like, when it's royal family, I'll say, what's your name? And instead of shaker, it'll be like, what's your name? You can call me Shalina, I'll call you, you know. So we'll talk normally. And like, I think they appreciate it, because I'm just like, I talk the same to all of you. Like, it doesn't matter who you are, I will tease you the same. It's all the same. So do you do the decluttering as well before they move, or do you just do the organizing with them in that in their new house? Like,
because we would really encourage to declutter, I'm sure, as you do, because who wants to pay for stuff to move that they're going to throw away, or that they're going to move from one loft to another loft? So we really try and avoid that. So we would, if possible, spend quite a bit of time going through stuff. I like to kind of group everything together, you know, see volumes that you've got five ice cream scoops, because we all need five ice cream scoops, you know, get rid of those, just sift through the stuff that you just, you know, you buy more of because you can't find the one that you thought you had, and all that sort of thing, and really thin out where and work out what you're going to have in the new house, because there might just be things that don't fit. So we can help. In fact, a client I was most recently working with is actually in Connecticut, and they couldn't get back to close their house down. So I have sold about 60% of their contents of their house. The rest was packed, but I've sold their cars, you know, kitchen equipment, bedroom furniture, like literally anything that was the contents of their house, because I think it's really important that you don't move or pay for things to be moved that you just don't need.
No, exactly. And especially when you're moving to, like, you know, America or Europe and stuff, you know, it's not worth it. You can buy everything again, and sometimes cheaper as well. So it's not
exactly,
what's the point of taking it with you, as you said, like, especially kitchenware, there's never any point taking it, you know.
No, and a little bit, you know, a little bit of a stress reliever at the other end is that you're not having to shoehorn in stuff that you don't even want.
Exactly.
Because once you've moved it, you feel obliged to keep it at the other end, don't you? And then you're like, well, I'm going to find a home for it because I brought it with me.
Yeah.
You know, and you just shove it somewhere, and of course it's going to stay there until you move again. So
it's so true. And I always say that to people, and people bring containers full of stuff here, and especially from the UK and Canada and America, and it's stuff that you can't wear here or use, you know. There's, especially with Canada and America, they've got different voltage as well, so you can't use the electronics, and they brought it here, and I'm like, did you google you could google this, like. So yeah, but anyway, it was lovely talking to you and to find out more about what you do and like how you work as well, because, like, you know, we talk all the time, but this was great that, you know, we could chat about it. Tell us and tell the viewers and the listeners how they can find out more information about you.
I am probably best to be contacted by my Instagram, which is at Bespoke Home Moves. Thank you for the little shout out there. I appreciate it. just DM me through my Instagram account. I run my Instagram account personally, so everything up there is me. I don't have anyone doing it for me because I think it kind of dilutes who you are, and a bit like you, I like to say what I say. And I do have a website, but it's very limited. It's just kind of a show page of what I do, but that again is on my Instagram. So right. I'm happy to have a chat with anybody who would like just some tips or advice or a chat through anything. That'd be brilliant to hear from anyone.
And obviously anybody who's moving and needs help with moving in the UK.
Absolutely. Yes. Most specifically, yes.
All right. Thank you so much for being on. Thanks as always for listening to Declutter Me podcast. If you'd like to get more tips and advice, you can always follow me at Declutter Me. That's DECLUTTRME. And also you can find me on my website. Thanks again, Charlotte, for being on. It was amazing. And
thank you.
See everybody soon. All right.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you. Bye.